Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, a show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. It is a room full of very important people here today. You know, Warren, I might just have to scoot out and you could just scoot in. Does that work?
That'll work. Okay. I'll just
stick
right over.
we were talking with Colorado College, Pikes Peak Community College, Harrison School District 2 today, all in some groundbreaking work as far as college scholarships and making school more accessible to students. And joining us this morning, Colorado College President Jill Tiefenthaler.
Yes, perfect. Thank you, Renee.
I know. is here. Uh-huh. President of Pikes Peak Community College, Lance Bolton, is here. Nice to see you, Lance.
Thanks, Renee. It's party in here this morning.
It is a party in here this morning. Superintendent, Harrison School District 2, Wendy Burhansel is here. Hello.
Good morning, Renee. Thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh, you guys, thank you so much. And Warren is here.
I am.
Do you really need an introduction?
No, please.
Okay. Really, it's Warren Epstein, everybody, from Pikes Peak Community College. You guys, let's talk about, I mean, this is really some groundbreaking moves by both university and college. Scholarships, programs to get more kids into school, make it more affordable for kids, more accessible for kids. But let's kind of talk about, it's a partnership, isn't it? It's a partnership that has come together, right? And how did all these organizations, schools, come together?
Well, the partnership around affordability for us is really a partnership between Pikes Peak Community College, the Dakota Foundation, mm-hmm. and I want to do a shout out to our funder there, Bart Holliday, who has really made this possible, and of course, Harrison District 2. And Harrison District 2 is a long-time phenomenal partner with us. We've been doing concurrent enrollment programs together for many years. And this program's really designed to provide full tuition, fees, books for students coming from Harrison District 2 who graduate from any of the four high schools in that district to come to Pikes Peak Community College, all about breaking down barriers to access to higher education.
Right. And like Lance was mentioning, Wendy, so a longtime partnership and really just opening more doors for students.
Yes, correct. Dr. Bolton mentioned that we have a partnership and we've been doing concurrent enrollment for our high school students, but we have students who want to access college and still, you might have got accepted but didn't have the financial resources available. So now the Dakota Promise Scholarship will break down those barriers, as Dr. Bolton mentioned, and really make Pikes Peak affordable for our students. And they really now see college as an opportunity for everyone. So everyone could apply before, but not everyone could really go. And now everyone can go with this opportunity.
And that's incredible. Okay, and Jill, so let's talk about CC's aspect on this.
Absolutely. We're also really looking at affordability. We're really reaching across the whole state. We're a private institution, and only about 15% of our students come from Colorado. We'd like to get that number up above 20%. So we launched something recently called the Colorado Pledge, which is aimed at low and middle income students. So if you're from a family with a household income of under $60,000, there'll be no parental contribution toward room and board or tuition. If you are from a family of 60 to 125, there'll be no parental contribution to tuition. Families will pay only room and board, no more than room and board. And this is to get that upper middle income group. If you're a family from 125 to 200,000 in household income, you'll pay no more than going to the state flagship in Boulder to attend Colorado College.
That's incredible.
We were really excited about it. And again, we hope this will bring lots more Colorado students back to Colorado College.
What is the shift in thinking here? Has it become, you know, as we've moved along and we hear about, you know, higher education costs and stuff mm-hmm. like that, obviously not just in our state in right. any way, shape or form. I'm not, you know, talking about any particular college, university, anything like that. But across the board, it seems like, of course, higher education costs are going up. And is this a way for all organizations, PPCC, CC, to address this?
Absolutely. And it also creates some transparency around costs. So a lot of us have long done financial aid for middle and low income families, but the sticker price often looks so high at a private institution like CC yeah. that people are scared off before they even apply for financial aid. So we wanted to put something out there that was really transparent so that people could really understand what it would cost and realize that unless you're in the higher income group, you're not going to pay that full sticker price at a college like CC.
And kind of coming up with this program, It was announced on the same day, both of these scholarships. So there was collaboration here,
wasn't there?
Was it announced the same? I thought it was announced the same day.
It was announced about the same time, but it really is coincidental. And the two scholarships, it really emerged entirely separately and coincidentally, I think, that both institutions are coming up with innovative ways to make college more accessible. But one of the things that is also interesting is that we have had a wonderful collaboration with CC. And this is really an unusual thing to find anywhere in the country where a liberal arts college and the local community college are working together to make our community better. And tell us how that started with the Quad.
Yeah.
Lance, go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, just a reminder for your listeners, we've visited the Quad here before, but the Quad is a collaboration between Colorado College, Pikes Peak Community College, UCCS, and the Air Force Academy. And we bring teams of students together who go to work for companies, organizations, nonprofits, government entities to solve what we would describe as big rock problems. And so they're able to work with community leaders from across the region and really tackle big challenges in those organizations and help them move forward. And so the leadership development for students in this program is really quite remarkable in that they get to really make a difference in our community. They get to put their ideas forward and really see those executed and go into practice in our community.
Which is incredible. And that's just kind of how it all kind of bloomed, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so we do need to take a quick break, and we will have more on The Extra when we come back on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. I mean, we are talking about some important stuff today. Like I said to our guests in the break, there is so much to unpack here and talk about. I mean, at least we're starting to open up the package, but there really is a lot here. We're talking with Jill Tiefenthaler. She is the president from Colorado College. Dr. Lance Bolton, president, Pikes Peak Community College. And superintendent from Harrison School District 2, Wendy Burr-Heinzel, is here. Warren Epstein is here. Jane is here. Hello, everybody.
Good morning.
How many more people do you guys think we could try and fit in here? Should we go?
20,000 students.
So we are talking about some groundbreaking programs and scholarships happening at both Pikes Peak Community College, happening also Colorado College. And all of this started, the partnerships through the Quad and some thoughts were started and now the programs are started. And Doctor, you wanted to focus on, of course, affordability. And as we kind of touched on before the break, it really is for a lot of families. Wendy, you touched on this as well. It's just affordability is for higher education is an issue.
Affordability is an issue and complexity is really a big issue, Renee, for students coming to college. There are federal financial programs, support programs, there are state-level financial support programs, there are private financial support programs. And for first-generation families to put that together and kind of figure out this web of access points is really difficult. And so this Dakota Promise Scholarship is all about simplicity. It's super simple. If you graduate from a District 2 school, you have a 2.5 or better GPA, Pikes Peak is covering you to come to college there. And that kind of simplicity, I think, of messaging for first-generation students is just critically important that you don't have to understand all these different programs and all the different ways that you might be able to put together enough money to go to college. That we've got you. And it's just that simple that if you graduate and you apply, that's all you have to do. You apply to Pikes Peak Community College and come. You don't even have to apply for the scholarship. We just award it automatically.
Wow.
And what I hear from Wendy is that this really does change the conversation for students and families.
I bet.
Yeah, so when we rolled it out in Harrison, our kids they're still kind of in a numb phase. Like, they don't know if they really believe this to be true because
What's
something be so free?
Right,
And so we're walking through that with them. But it's changing the trajectory for our kids, which will change the trajectory for Southeast Colorado Springs and their earning income. Because we have families who college really wasn't affordable. When they see the price tag, that's no longer an option. So now that we can take the price tag away for 2 years at Pikes Peak, they see that that's a reality. They can go get a certificate. They can get a two-year associate's. They can get an associate's and transfer to a four-year. But they have options now with what they're going to do after high school. And our kids are elated and excited and talking about what their future looks like after Harrison School District too. The other thing that Dr. Bolton talked about with the scholarship that's really important is it's not just the financial piece, it's the support where they are going to provide student support counselors. And so as the students are in the program, Pikes Peak will have people checking in on them, walking them through the process, seeing what other supports they need, because we know when kids transition to college, there's a lot of newness, especially for first-time college families. And so they have the supports built in so that kids, when they go, will not only be financially supported, but socially, emotionally supported as well.
I think this point about transparency and access is such a big one. And in addition to the Colorado Pledge that we announced recently, we also just even more recently announced a new program for this program, the Dakota Promises for students from Harrison. We're also doing the Colorado Pledges for all Colorado students, but we're adding a program for Colorado Springs called the Strode Scholars. And this is named after two of CC's earliest African-American graduates who came to CC with the help of the Sachs Foundation here in Colorado Springs. It's a three-year program where we identify students during their first year of high school and help, and they'll attend three summers on Colorado College campus, getting college prep and taking classes, and also receive help for financial aid and understanding the college process. So it's really aimed at those students who are high promise students from his communities that are historically excluded from higher education. And students who complete the three-year program will receive automatic admission and a full financial package to attend Colorado College.
And of course, this of course is, you know, moving us in the direction of free college. I mean, that is...
Well, there's no such thing as free college.
Yeah, there's no such
thing. Somebody has to pay.
Right, but it is groundbreaking, isn't it?
It is.
It's groundbreaking in Colorado. There are some promised scholarship programs like the kind of work we're doing right now in other states. Tennessee in particular, and interestingly, has been a real leader in this. Well, one of the good things about that is we've got a lot of data from those states to look at what works and what doesn't work. And so I just wanted to mention that one of our goals with District 2 is to increase college-going rates by 50%.
Wow.
And that's a big number. When I think about the impact of a 50% increase in college-going rates over the next 10 years in Southeast Colorado Springs, that makes me really excited for the number of professionals who will become economically self-sufficient and contributing to their community by finding a career at Pikes Peak Community College.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
And if I could go back to that, there's no such thing as free. I think it's so important to recognize the philanthropy that is making both of these programs happen. So Lance had talked about the Dakota Promise, but we're all at CC. Our alums have responded to announcing the Colorado Pledge. And in the last month since we've announced it, we've raised over $5 million in endowment to support financial aid. It really is.
Yeah,
and this doesn't happen without the support from donors, from government, from federal government, et cetera, that we can improve access.
Right.
And what we're hearing from them is that this is one of the best investments they could make in our community. Right. That you know that everybody that's through our doors, whether it's CC or Pikes Peak or UCCS, they're going to be better off than they were before they did that. And that's why people are stepping up and investing in it. And I think that it's an amazing model when you start looking at, we need to get there. We need to get where opportunity really is within reach of the average family. And it's frankly not without burying people in debt. And I think this is... Both these efforts are really going to make a big difference. One of the things I was wondering about, Jill, the makeup of the student population at CC, why is it important for you guys to have more Coloradans?
Right. So we're only about 15% Colorado, about 10% international, and the other 75% of our students come from across the country, both the coasts. But we are fundamentally a Colorado institution.
Right.
We've been around since 1874 here in 2 years before Colorado was a state. And we really, our sense of place and that connection to Colorado are really important to us, both in what we do with the liberal arts education and also just creating a special place for our students who come from everywhere to here in Colorado Springs. So we love our location. We love being in Colorado. We love being in Colorado Springs. So having these strong connections to families, to alumni, and to our local school districts is really important for our health.
Absolutely. Okay, we do need to take a news break. We'll be back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, having great conversation with lots of very important people. I mean, it's a room full today. I should just have you guys all introduce yourself. No, I'm not going to do that.
You call it a party, but I don't see any party favors.
I'm sorry. I know. I ran out of time, Warren. Actually, I thought you were bringing it. I thought that's what our messaging was. Back and forth was trying to clarify. You bring the bagels and coffee.
Now I missed the implication. Got it. No.
Joining us today, Wendy Burhansel is the superintendent from Harrison District School District 2. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
He is the president of Pikes Peak Community College. Dr. Lance Bolton is here. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
And president of Colorado College, Jill Tiefenthaler, is here. Hello, Jill.
Good morning.
Renee. You heard Warren Epstein in the background. Hello, Warren.
Hello.
Jane Turnus is here. Jane. Hi, Jane. Literally, you guys, when I say there is a room full here, there is a room full here. But that's because we're talking about lots of important stuff today. Two incredible programs started by two incredible schools in our community to help kind of, if you will, equal the playing level field for students across the community and across other areas as well as far as higher education. So I asked, let's talk more specifically about each of these programs and Pikes Peak Community College. You guys are going to go first. So let's talk about how this helps. And I do want to clarify, Wendy. Of course, Sierra High School is part of Harrison, and I don't want folks to get confused. This is only for students at Harrison High School. This is for Sierra as well.
This, what Dr. Bolton's going to speak to, the Dakota Promise, is for any student graduating from any Harrison School District to high school. So that includes Harrison High School, Sierra High School, James Irwin High School, Atlas Preparatory High School, as well as our Career Readiness Academy. So
I mean, that's incredible.
Any school.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Yeah. I mean, that's incredible.
So all District 2 schools.
Okay. Yeah. And so, again, let's kind of explain that program at Pikes Peak Community College, how it's going to work for these students that are coming out of District 2.
Here's how it will go. Students who are senior now, when they graduate in May, they'll be eligible for this scholarship. So the program starts with this year's high school seniors coming out of all of those high schools. If they graduate with a 2.5 or better GPA, and that's the bar. And so when people ask what's the catch, I'll say the catch is 2.5 GPA. One of our goals, Renee, is to inspire students to work harder in high school and to stay in high school. So we don't want students to drop out, and we want them to be focused, get out of school with that 2.5 GPA. They come to Pikes Peak Community College, enroll within 1 year.
From graduation.
Right. From graduation. Okay. From the time they graduate, they have to enroll within 1 year, and they have 3 years to complete at Pikes Peak Community College. So if they change their majors or they have to stop out for a semester, no problem. Just come on back, keep going. And so the program is really about inclusivity and making sure that students can come to Pikes Peak and can stay in school and complete what they start there.
And as you were talking about, there's already students from School District 2 that go through that incredible program where they are doing college courses. And in fact, a lot of students were there yesterday, correct?
Concurrent enrollment.
Yeah. Yes. And I mean, even talking with them, right, Wendy, like, okay, here's this opportunity for you. Is it still kind of a processing?
Yes, they're super excited. So yesterday we had 180 of our high school students from Harrison and Sierra up at Pikes Peak Community College to get a taste of what it kind of feels like to be on the college campus. And they're taking a college class or up to four college classes right now, and they're earning college credit as high school students.
Which is incredible.
But these are also the same students that will transfer to Pikes Peak full time when they graduate. Our students are just elated of this opportunity that Pikes Peak reached out to us and wants to open the doors for them and reduce barriers and really make college real for them, a possibility. So it's just an amazing partnership, and I think it's unprecedented for a K-12 system to work with a higher education system this closely to make this partnership to help a whole community.
And go ahead, Warren.
And one of the things that, Wendy, you've said it so well before about how we often talk about opportunity, that anybody can go to college.
And we do. So we have 100% college acceptance rate at most of our schools. However, we don't have 100% college going rate because of the barriers such as financial barriers.
Yeah.
And so Pikes Peak came to the table and said, how do we help this problem? How do we help these kids who have the credentials, have the ability to be college going students, but just can't do it for whatever reason, financially or family or, you know, opportunities. So they've helped take that barrier down, and our students can now look at college that they really can go.
And Dr. Bolton, I think one thing that is still kind of seen, and it can run in some parts of communities across the country, is still some of these students, maybe the first students going to college and their family, right? And that helps break that barrier.
Breaks that cycle as well. And so, so for us, so much of this investment is about creating income equality in Colorado Springs, creating opportunity equality in Colorado Springs, making careers that create real economic self-sufficiency available to every student coming out of high schools in Colorado Springs. And that's incredibly important to us.
Absolutely.
And about half of our students right now are first-generation students. The majority of students coming out of District 2 are first-generation students, meaning that nobody in their family has gone to college before. And so these programs are really important for them because of the complexity of attending college. Coming alongside with a lot of supports here to make sure people know how to do it and that we can simplify the process for them.
Yeah, it is so incredible. And not that the students may be telling you guys, but how are you guys hearing some of their interests is what they would like to get their, you know, associate's degree in or certifications in?
Yeah, I think a lot of them just want the college experience just in general. They don't even know how to start exploring the opportunities. But I also want to make sure that we hear that it's an equity issue. So a lot of people are like, why D2? Pikes Peak, why didn't you go to other districts and do this with other districts? But D2 has been left out of the mix for college for a while because of the financial barriers and burdens our families face. And so I think it's hitting the right group and making sure access is available for our students.
Okay, so we do need to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Jill more about the Colorado Pledge. We got a lot more on the way on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking about groundbreaking scholarships being done by Pikes Peak Community College, Colorado College, to help students access higher education. Everybody's PhD. We just discussed that. The comms people are on one side of the room. The PhDs are on the other. Jill Tiefenthaler, Colorado College president, is here. Hello, Jill.
Good morning.
President, Pikes Peak Community College is here. Lance Bolton, hello.
Hey, good morning.
Harrison School District 2 Superintendent Wendy Burr-Hansel is here. Hello.
Good morning.
So, okay, we've had a chance to talk. We're running out of time. I think you guys should do a town hall. I'm just saying, Warren. Really, there is so much information to unpack here. But Jill, I do want to talk about let's talk more in depth about the Colorado Pledge so everybody can understand it. The other program announced today, I would love folks to understand how Colorado College is, becoming more accessible.
Right. So we're doing several things, Renee, to be more accessible and increase affordability, but also increase the number of Colorado students that come to Colorado College.
And I was startled really quick at 15, only 15% is Colorado students.
Yeah, exactly. And so we really want to get that number up. So first of all, the Colorado Pledge, with support from our donors, we're able to offer a new pledge to students who are from Colorado, that if you're from a family with less than $60,000 in household income, there'll be no parental contribution for tuition or room and board to come to CC if you're admitted. For students from families between $60,000 and $125,000, there'll be no parental contribution for tuition. You'll only be responsible for some part of room and board. Mm-hmm. And for students, this is really the groundbreaking piece. For students from families between $125,000 and $200,000, we pledge that parents will pay no more than sending their child to the flagship in Boulder to come to a private institution like Colorado College.
Yeah.
A second program that we're offered, that Colorado pledges for everybody in Colorado, the Stroud Scholars Program, which is for students right here in Colorado Springs, which is named after two of our earliest African-American graduates who came to CC in the 1930s with help from the Sachs Foundation. It's a three-year program, which starts after first year in high school. And students who come to CC in the summer and take classes and complete the program during the academic year, which helps with things like filling out financial aid applications and mentoring and coaching, those who complete the program will receive automatic admission to CC and a full tuition and room and board scholarship to attend Colorado College.
I mean, it's just groundbreaking.
It's so exciting. And I just want to add one more thing we've announced that we're really excited about, and that is that we went test optional in our admissions this year.
Yeah, that's huge, isn't
it? Yeah, it's becoming more common across institutions like ours, but still I'd say it is groundbreaking in this part of the country in particular.
And what we know is that many students, if you are a great test taker, you can submit your tests.
If you're not, guess what?
Guess what? Yeah, we'll just look at your grades because we know grades and the courses you choose in high school are the best predictor of college success.
Interesting.
As opposed to those tests where, and this is affordability issue because, Renee, 78% of affluent teenagers take test preparation to take those tests compared to only 8% of students from low-income backgrounds.
That's, I mean, huge.
It is huge, and we know those that can help students on those. And in addition, affluent teens sit for the test multiple times, which both the SAT and the ACT allow. And students from low-income backgrounds can't afford to keep taking that test over and over again. So we're excited about this, all three of these programs, in increasing access to CC and also bringing more Colorado students to Colorado College.
Now, in launching these programs and really kind of breaking down those barriers, are you getting other schools and universities and colleges that are kind of looking and asking questions and maybe thinking about doing stuff like this?
We definitely are. Renee, before I go there, though, I just want to let your audience know that if they're feeling very excited about not having to take a test to go to Colorado College.
You know what? When I was in high school, I would have loved that. I don't want to take a test. Why do I have to take a test, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We will welcome you without a test at Pikes Peak Community College as well. Just wanted the audience to know. Yeah. And we are really hoping that what we've begun with Dakota Promise and District 2 will spread to other parts of the city. There are certainly other school districts with similar levels of need and similar concerns. And so this is really a pilot. And what we want to do is demonstrate that we can make a difference for young people in District 2. And if we can do that, you know, we're hoping that we could take this to Widefield School District, to District 11, to Fountain Fort Carson and others who have similar need. So that's part of it. The other part of the spread of this is, will we be able to find donors to come alongside students who come to Pikes Peak through Dakota Promise to support them for a second 2 years at Colorado College or at UCCS or at other institutions? And so that's going to be an important part of our work going forward as well.
Well, you guys are so much again here. It's just incredible. And the work that you're doing and reaching out into the community. And I'm sure folks may have questions. And what is the best way to get more information on the new programs, on the Colorado Pledge, on, you know, the Dakota Scholarship?
For hours, you can go to ppcc.edu and just type in Dakota Promise, and you'll get all the information, including lots of Q&As. There's lots of details that we're working out through.
Yeah, there's lots of details that we haven't even touched on, I'm
and,
sure.
And for Colorado College, you can certainly go to the website at coloradocollege.edu. And for the Stroud program, we'll be working closely with high school counselors and teachers throughout Colorado Springs. So there'll be a lot of information. Starting November 15th, applications will be opening up for that program. But the Colorado Pledge is open, and early admission deadlines are November 1st and January 1st for regular admission.
Wow. There's so much here, you guys.
Well, you know, and one of the things I'm really proud of is this idea that independently you have two higher ed institutions that both thought, how can we not just make opportunities, but rethink how students can pay and how families can pay for college without ending up with tons of debt, which really doesn't help anybody except the banks.
It really doesn't.
And our institutions here in Colorado Springs are innovative, and I think this is just another example, in addition to the quad, of what we're trying to do to keep ourselves on the forefront of what's happening in higher ed.
And I'm sure, like I was mentioning, other schools and university and colleges might be looking at towards you guys and saying, okay, help us and try and mold and shape our own program. Well, you guys, I'm sorry, we're out of time. But I appreciate everybody coming in today. Colorado College President Jill Tiefenthaler, Lance Bolton, President Pikes Peak Community College.
Thanks, Renee.
Harrison School District 2 Superintendent Wendy Bernhansel.
Thank you.
You guys. Warren Epstein, Jane Turnus. Thank you, guys, everybody, for coming in.
Thanks, Renee.
And if anybody missed any of this program, remember, you can download the podcast, krdo.com. Look under the radio tab there. Coming up tomorrow on the extra big topic of conversation, affordable housing in our area. City Council members Richard Scorman, Jill Gabler, David Geislinger will all be here. That's tomorrow on the extra on KRDO News Radio.